Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Abundant Change Agent Academy. I am your host, Bright Michelle, and this has just been an amazing journey as we have all learned to align with abundance and step more into our personal power so that we can be the change we wish to see in the world. And I really hope that you have invested in yourself by purchasing either the Breakthrough or Believe upgrade packages, because repetition is really the key to fully integrating these teachings, and you're going to want to listen to these calls again and again and take those nuggets away with you and deepen your awareness and embodiment of being wealth. I have really enjoyed hosting and talking with many of you on the Facebook page, the group page, which is facebook.com/AbundantChangeAgent, and today, I'm going to be sharing with you the topic of upgrade your money mindset and free yourself to succeed, something I have a lot of experience with myself and a lot of experience with helping clients to do. I'm really going to be sharing with you some behind-the-scenes stories and about my own journey along this path and the challenges that I've faced and how I've overcome them. And I'm also going to be talking about how to upgrade your mindset and your thought patterns. And then today, as a special treat, we're going to have an actual live coaching demonstration where I'm going to walk an actual client through a process that I've used with my personal clients that will upgrade the money mindset. And so you can see how that works. And some of you may actually be inspired to have a personal session with me, and there may be an opportunity to do that. So please do watch your email. And if the process does resonate with you, then I invite you to contact me. And sometimes in one session we can clear out the old program and really upload a new program, just like a computer. So let's just all just begin today by just taking a couple deep breaths and getting present to this moment and just really inviting integration of everything that we've talked about over the last month into our beingness, and just maybe even set an intention for a new thought pattern that you'd like to invite as a result of listening to this call today, something around money and your mindset. Go ahead and set that intention as you take another deep breath. And just release. And one more for good measure. Take another nice deep breath and just get present. Perfect. So I think we're ready to dive into today's topic. Upgrade your money mindset and set yourself free to succeed. And I want to just start by asking you, do you have scruples too? And no, it's not a disease, something to fear or be afraid of. It's actually an uneasy feeling that comes from your conscious that hinders you taking certain actions. So I've been online for over a decade now, and I've seen a lot of people come and go. I've seen a lot of tricks and techniques and sales pages and offerings. And, you know, all along the way, I kept looking around, and I felt like people mainly just cared about the money and seemed to say or do anything, you know, to make a profit. And that really felt icky to me. You know, being a change agent and knowing that I had a divine mission, some of those manipulative sales tactics didn't work for me. So I realized that, you know, my scruples kept me protected, and they empowered me to stay in integrity with myself and those that I served. So scruples are a really great thing, and I think everyone should have them who has a business, and especially being on the internet, because it's very important to be in integrity and to be true to yourself. So I want to share with you some of the journey that I've taken with you first, and then we'll go into the explanation and then the process. But I really want to start by saying I'm really pulling back the curtain and being very vulnerable with you. Some of what I share may kind of surprise you or shock you, but I think it's really time for people like me to come forward with, you know, the real deal. and share, this is what I've been through, this is what I've learned. So let's just start that. So to tell you a little bit about me, I am a writer, I'm a life and business mentor, and also a human being going through life's changes and challenges just like you are. And I have a sense that in order to prepare me for my greater destiny, I really needed to go through a few things and experience some transformations. And I really did. So for me, life got fairly intense in 2005 after I divorced. I went through many ups and downs, which felt mostly like downs. And it seemed like one blow after another was delivered to me. I was selling my house during the real estate downturn. I almost drowned in Costa Rica. I totaled two vehicles, and I was having a bit of a financial crisis. And I felt like I'd lost just about everything except my two dogs, Briosa and Vasco. Thank goodness. And really, it was just stuff anyway. And through it all, I kept hoping, believing, writing, listening, and learning. And at the same time, I was completing a PhD and running a business with very little emotional support or support network to speak of. And this was making me very, very tired. There was just too much going on, and I felt very alone in that process. So in 2008, I decided something had to give. My business was just not bringing in the sales that I knew that it could, and I wasn't having the impact that I knew that I was supposed to. And so I kept looking for a mentor to show me the way to success. And I thought that having someone in my corner who cared about me would make a big difference. After all, I had seen it in my own coaching practice with my clients and had witnessed their personal and professional transformations. So I looked high and low, but I just really could not find anyone that I liked, trusted, or resonated with at that particular time. And so I call this part, you know, the section, like, we're off to see the website wizards, because you know, everybody was putting up these websites, and they were claiming to make all this money, and I was just, I was baffled. How were they doing this? It looked like magic to me. And also, you know, before social networking, I wasn't really able to check anyone out. You know, you didn't have the social proof. You just, at that time, it was like, you know, you went to the sales page, and it sounded really good, and you're like, okay, how much is it, you know, and sort of, you know, throwing money at the problem. And it was also this mindset, if the guru said it was true, then it must be true, right? And they certainly looked and sounded like they were making a lot of money and had the answer that I was looking for. So let me just tell you about a few of the people that I met along the way early on. So the first person I met was later known as the King of Spam. And, you know, he took me for $157 on an internet marketing program. And basically his page was up one day and down the next. And, you know, I'd sent my money in and, you know, didn't get what was promised. And I'm happy to report about that particular story that I wrote a letter, and that letter helped to bring him actually to federal trial later on a couple years. And that's when he got known as the King of Spam. So there have been others that I definitely would not choose to go into business with had I known better. But I am just compelled to share a few of the experiences. Of course, I won't say any names, because some of these website wizards, you may have had some similar experience, and you may be struggling with it. So the next thing I did when I really got serious about making more money with my mission was I invested in a Become an Internet Millionaire training program. And I was given, as part of this program, an autoresponder, which is basically a technology that allows you to email people automatically. And it never worked right. I could never get the support staff to fess up what the problem was. And really, after a whole year of tolerating the intolerable, you know, like the program sometimes wouldn't send messages, and then sometimes it would send double messages. And most times it was just a royal pain. It just never worked the way that it should. And so after about 30 or so emails back and forth with the wizard who recommended this to his followers, he finally admitted, you know, how bad the program really was. And my question to him was, well, why would you recommend it to your students? You know, if you knew this was not a good product, how could you, you know, recommend it? Of course, I didn't really get a good answer about that. There was another time that was really interesting. I went to a live event, And it was really just a big pitch fest. It was like, you know, people getting up in front of the room and offering these, you know, $10,000, $20,000 programs. And I really wanted to meet one of the wizards that I had spent $5,000 with because I had invested in the program, but it wasn't really giving me the results I wanted. So I just wanted to have, you know, 20 minutes of his time. And I requested this ahead of time, and then I reminded him when I saw him at the event, you know, so that we could just take some time to connect and see how I could better benefit from the program that he offered. Now, this is a kind of surprising, but he never made time for me. And my impression from that was that all he cared about was selling to the new students and enrolling new people. He didn't really care about the people that had already invested. I was like, wow, this is not the game that I want to be playing, you know? And so that was a little shocking and surprising. But I kept going, so I kept looking, and I contacted three more experts. You know, one of them gave me what he called a strategy session that was like 8 minutes long. And when I asked him to give me some more information about a program, they basically said, well, I don't work that way, you know, and that I wasn't ready, and sort of made me feel bad, you know, about myself, or at least that's how I interpreted it. Anyways, I just said good riddance to him. And then another person was way too expensive, and, you know, I couldn't really even consider working with that person. So here's what I want to say, is that I realize that none of these wizards was out to get me, and they're certainly not out to get you. They were just supplying the demands. And some of them really probably wanted to help on a certain level and were doing it the best way that they knew how. That's how you did things back then. And they were really just riding the wave of opportunity and really taking full advantage, which is truly what an opportunist would do. And, you know, maybe if I could have afforded the king package and got to sit at the VIP table, I might have gotten a different treatment, you know. But I saw this connection between people investing a lot of money and getting, you know, the inner circle treatment. And I was just, you know, again, going back to my scruples, I was like, where are the scruples? This doesn't seem heart-centered. This doesn't seem to be coming from the soul. So all this began this journey to really, how do I marry money and mission? And now I can say that it's really all perfect, because I would not be sharing this with you today and really taking a stand for a new way of being prosperous and wealthy while staying true to yourself. So that's just a little bit of sort of what the experience that I had being online, because I know many of our people listening have online businesses, and you may have experienced this website wizard amazement like I did and really want to have the curtain pulled back a little bit so you can see, you know what, it's just maybe a little person pulling a bunch of strings. You had the power all along, just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. You know, she just had to click her heels together and she could get home. She had the power. And that's what I want to bring to everybody. That's the invitation that I have for you today for today's call on upgrading your mindset and setting yourself free from looking to anybody else for the answer and finding it within yourself. And so then, you know, I definitely have learned a lot more about trusting my own instincts and trusting myself and not looking to other people for the answer. And, of course, the importance of aligning with trustworthy people. And also, I have developed a process to help my clients upgrade their money mindset. And that's what we're gonna do later in the call, because luckily we have a client who's agreed for me to take her through this process so that you can see, you know, how your own mindset may be in the way of you attracting and creating more wealth. So, Kimberly, are you there?
I am.
Okay, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being a brave soul and doing this. I just wanted to share with you, so you know, sort of time-wise, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the default mechanisms that we have, and then we'll bring you on to do the process. Sound good?
Okay, perfect.
All right. Cool. So, everybody, let's, you know, how do we really upgrade our mindset? That sounds like a great idea, but how do we do that? So let's start by just explaining, you know, a little bit about the human brain. And it's been compared to a computer. You know, a lot of people use that comparison. You know, and I see it as the way that the operating system of a computer takes in and processes information. And then it sort of creates a tangible result in the form of an improvement or life change. So that's sort of how our brains take in new information. And then what we do with that information, we either make a new choice or we go back into default. So an analogy that I've used with my own clients to help them see how they are living out of their comfort zone versus their courage zone is the default setting that they may have in place. And what I see is that we all have a personal operating system. I call it a POS. You can write that down if you want. A POS, personal operating system, that we create our life by. And the default setting reveals much about our human nature. Just like a computer's default setting is a setting or a value for a variable that is assigned just automatically by the operating system, and it pretty much remains in effect until canceled or upgraded. That's the same thing that goes on in our brain. You know, we may have gotten an idea or a mindset about money, you know, early on in our childhood or young adult years, and we've never bothered to upgrade that thought pattern. And so this is how we sort of get stuck on default. So just like a computer, if we want our computer to run faster or give us more output or have more functionality, we have to give it new and improved software and programs that make it run faster and smarter. And also that default setting has to be overridden by the operator, which would be us. We have to go in and say, okay, I'm installing this new program. Yes, I want it to override this other one. This is the new one that I want to use. This is what we have to sort of do with our own minds if we want to change how we're relating to money. So I looked at, you know, in the dictionary in preparation for this call. I was like, okay, what does that say about default? It basically means a situation or a condition that runs unless you actively change it. It's also defined as a failure to act, as in not paying a debt or showing up in court. And also a game can be either can also be won when the other side doesn't show up, as in they win by default. So if you look at all those definitions, you kind of see, you know, inside the word default itself is the word fault. And one could reason that these definitions show a failure to do what is required. And so it's really through no fault of anyone else's if we're not attracting the money that we want in our lives, or if we're not attracting X, Y, or Z relationship, the business, the clients. It's the default setting within us that is running the program. It's like that subconscious programming, you know, and the psychologists say that 80 to 90% of how we act, our behavior, is from the subconscious. And I talk about this, you know, in my book, The Destiny Discovery. I talk about the difference between fate and destiny. And the difference really is bringing to light what is in the way of you not having what you want. If we keep having the same experiences, oh, I keep meeting the wrong people, or I keep, you know, losing all my money or whatever the pattern might be, we could say, well, it's just my fate that that's happening. But in reality, it's we haven't brought to the consciousness the program that keeps that reality playing over and over and over again. And that's the fate, is when we don't look within the subconscious, bring it to light and make it conscious. When we do that inner transformation work and we go, look, I see the patterns running in my life. I want to change it. What could possibly be going on? We dig around in our subconscious. We see the program that's running, and then we choose to upgrade it. And that's how we start to do this process that I'm talking about here, is upgrading the mindset and really not being a victim of our circumstances, not being a victim of fate, but actually starting to consciously choose the reality and destiny that we want to be a part of. That includes money. That includes financial. We have the power. So kind of getting back into this idea of like the default, human beings, we often do fail to do what we need to do when our unintegrated ego is in charge. And I say unintegrated because everyone has an ego, a limited self. when it's integrated, it's actually working in collaboration with our soul, and we get to where we're meant to go much easier because we're using our whole self to do that. But when it's unintegrated, it tends to go into default and subconsciously, again, run that lack, limitation, and fear-based game. It's sort of like the default program for humanity is lack, fear, and limitation. We all came in with it, or it got installed somehow, some way. And what we're all trying to do, those of us who are on this conscious creation journey, is overcome that default setting and become conscious creators. So when our limited self, and I really like to call it a limited self versus an ego because that just feels better to me, but when it's in charge, we tend to stay in default because the ego's greatest fear is change and growth. And ironically, or maybe perfectly, or divinely, our soul relishes change and growth. That's why we're here, to have an amazing experience. And money and spirituality and marrying the mission and money is one of the greatest opportunities for us to really step into our fullest power and become conscious creators. Because there's a lot of yucky social conditioning that weighs us down and that wants to pull us down into the fear and lack and limitation mindset. So we really have to work and be conscious to rise above it. So what are some signs that you may be on default? So here's where you can kind of do a little self-assessment, you know, right here, right now, and see where you're at. So if you feel like your job or even your career is not allowing you to express your greatest gifts, you may be on default. If your bank account is running low or empty, you may be on default. If your sense of balance is lacking, you may be on default. If your business is being held back because of fear and doubt, you may be on default. And then finally, if you keep experiencing the same things over and over again, like you're like, wait a minute, didn't that just happen like a month ago or last year, then you're probably on default. And another sign is what I call jumping around. It's like there's a lot of starting and stopping when we're on default. What I see with my clients is that they jump from relationship to relationship. They jump from job to job, situation to situation, even state to state. You know, I've got one client that moves, but you know, he just constantly moves between states. And I'm like, okay, you're going to keep finding yourself wherever you go. The common denominator is you. It's not where you live in America or in Europe. But basically, when we're on default, we're looking outside of ourselves for something to fill us up and make us happy. And we're sort of unconsciously falling into situations without that conscious creation mindset that we're talking about here. So, money, of course, is one of those areas where each of us, and those of you listening, may have experienced a few setbacks and disappointments and maybe even what you might term failures along the way. But ultimately, all of that is a result of the bad programming that you've been buying into. So let's look at one of the most powerful tools that all of us have at our disposal for recreating our reality and really upgrading, increasing our financial wealth. And that would be, like if we were looking at a pyramid, this would be the first level of that pyramid, the foundation, which would be belief. So the word itself, belief, has the word lie in it, which is interesting. Just like default has fault, and it's like, all this negative talk I'm talking about, it's actually going to get good here in a minute. But just so you know, like how strong this programming is and how it can be actually a big illusion that you're buying into. So some of our beliefs that we're holding true about money are probably not even true for us. And just think about it. Kimberly, play with me. What's some of the top one or two beliefs that you can think about money that come up for you? Like money doesn't grow on trees. What's another one that you've heard?
Oh, boy, you're asking me to think. Okay, here we go. that you have to give money to get money. That no, no, that money can't buy happiness, money can't buy love, and some people say money can buy love, but it's not true.
Yeah, and how about the one that probably a lot of us are buying into? I know I did for a long time. You know, you have to work hard to make money and really, really struggle. So these beliefs that we're buying into, you know, 90% of them have been formed before age 7. We adopted them from our family of origin, from the society around us, what they said about money. And really, 75% or more of the thoughts that we think, and we have about 68,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day, which sounds great. The challenge is most of those, 90% or more, are limited or negative. And so we keep thinking the same thoughts over and over about how hard it is to make money. Or for me, it was like, well, I can't be spiritual and make money too. There's a disconnect. Or I have to be unscrupulous to, you know, make a dollar. And I just couldn't allow myself to buy into that. So we also form core beliefs about whether the world is a safe place to be and if we can trust ourselves. And if we can trust others, and if we can trust a higher power. Those are all core beliefs related to money and having more of it in your life. And what I've seen with clients is if basic trust has not been developmentally achieved, and by the way, you know, Eric Erickson, who is a psychologist, when he did this study of developmental stages, trust happens at the infancy stage. So if we were not imbued with trust as a baby, which I don't know many people that probably got that lucky to have that experience, most of us have had to build up trust in ourselves and in the world and feeling safe to be provided for in this world. So if that has not been in place, that will impact, in many ways probably hinder, your ability to attract success and happiness. So having said all this, you can see why, you know, I went on this big journey looking for help, couldn't really find it where I was looking for, and finally I realized that just like this summit that I put together, I had to be the one to develop these processes and ways of helping people because I was struggling with them too. And so this process that I'm getting ready to walk Kimberly through is a process that I've been using for about a decade with my clients, and it's very simple. But I think when you feel it, you'll see how powerful it can be when we start to recognize what personal operating system we have going and running in the background and how we have to bring it to awareness in order to change it. So are you ready to go, Kimberly?
Okay, I am.
Okay. Again, thank you for being vulnerable and sharing some of this with everyone because I really feel that we're going to all have borrowed benefits. So whatever you're bringing up for us and the listeners, that's really going to benefit us all. So thank you for doing that. So where I want to start then is, you know, we're talking about upgrading your money mindset. So I would like you to share with me a recent time where you felt like you struggled with money. And you don't need to tell a long story about it. Just say, this is what happened in like one or two sentences.
Let's see. What happened? Well, let's start with last year. I left one place to go to another, a home I'd been in for 6 years, and left with $250. And I had to start my life from $250.
Awesome. Perfect. That's a great example.
No job.
With no job. So
with no job.
That's a little frightening, I'm sure. So what I'm going to have you do is we're going to walk through a simple little process. I'm going to have you fill in the blanks on the answers. So just based on that scenario that you just shared with me,
mm-hmm.
Money is what?
Money is helpful.
Okay.
Oh,
what else?
money is your link to the future.
Okay.
Money is natural. I don't know. Money is your income.
Was it there when you left, or were you feeling like there was a little bit lacking?
Oh, well, you know what? So just talking about that time, I mean, I was thankful that I had $250.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know really how to describe that time period in my life. There were just so many changes. But when it came to money, you know, all I knew was if I had money, it would be useful for me to move forward in my life. I mean, that was my whole realm of thinking. Is that,
right, so it would
know,
make your life easier. If you had
yes.
more money, it would make your life
yes.
easier. Okay,
absolutely.
That's the pattern there, right there. Perfect. So let's move to people are. So based on that experience, people are.
People are interesting, but very vulnerable. Very vulnerable. I don't know. People are wise. I can say that people have a lot of hang-ups around money.
Mm.
A lot of hang-ups around money. Some people understand about generosity with money. And, you know, some people, you know, very tight with their money when it comes
mm-hmm.
to money. I've experienced both sides of it. And people have a lot of requirements when they have money. You know, some people want to say, well, what are you going to do with it? Have qualifications. You know, other people are just like, oh, you need it? Sure, here you go. I've experienced mm-hmm. both sides of the situation.
Yeah, I'm not talking about, like, all of your things. I'm just talking about in that one example. What were they like in that one example? Not your broad base, but just for that particular thing, how did they show up?
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. So very, very generously. There were people who were very generous with me, and there were others who held grudges. But generosity was the thing.
So you had generosity, and you had people that had grudges. Okay, good. So just thinking of who you were being in that particular instance, I am what?
Okay. This is going to be hard. First of all, I'm amazed that I have freedom. I am free was the first thing. Because I went from a place of not having any freedom to, oh my gosh, the world is now open to me. So, I'm free to choose, really, was it. I am free to choose who I want to be, where I want to go, what I want to do. That's where I was
okay.
at that time.
Okay, and so therefore, if all those things are true, therefore what?
Therefore, it's up to me to design my life. I don't know. I had to find my passion. It was up to me to discover who I was and find my passion, really, you know, to do what it is that I really wanted to do.
Cool.
That's exactly the place I was at. I got my freedom. Now it was up to me to discover who I'm going to be, to walk my path, and to design it. Literally, I had, you know, I could design what I wanted to do.
Perfect. All right. So now let's go to an earlier time in your life where you were struggling with money, and tell me again, just in one or two sentences, what was happening.
I had just separated from my husband, and I had a huge mortgage payment to pay, and I was running out of dollars. Yes,
mm-hmm.
That was a big deal.
Perfect. So just on that experience alone and the feelings and thoughts you were having when you were going through that, money is?
You know, it's very funny. I don't know if I was just delusional, but I just assumed that money would be there. I don't know. Money is available. That was my mindset, that I would have enough, even though in the physical, oh, there was not enough. I mean, I had enough, but I didn't have enough at the end. But it was just odd. I can tell you I was a little delusional about money, assuming that,
okay.
you know, miraculously it would just show up to help me pay for my home And
did it show up for you? Did you have enough money to have everything taken care of?
No.
Okay, so then so what I'm getting with you, Kimberly, if you really want to have a transformation, is for you to talk about the stuff that you don't want to talk about. Like, I get that you were delusional, but like, what did you feel like when money wasn't there for you? Because that's what we want to upgrade and transform right now. So, and it didn't come there, what were your thoughts? How did you feel? Money is what? Not dependable? Elusive? What? Well, there had to be something deep going on.
Okay. Thank you for helping, because you know I need help with this. Yes. Okay. I'm going to say that money is definitely elusive. Okay. No, I'm going to tell you what my problem was. I assumed that someone was going to save me. I had a someone's going to save me complex is really what it is. That I don't have to be responsible in a way for my decisions, that someone is just going to come and help me out of this. That's how
so
I felt about money.
Money is a tool for me to be saved.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's how I grew up, because my mother was always there to intervene. So I never had to worry whether I was going to have enough. Someone always came in and helped me.
Perfect. So now we're getting somewhere. See, we're digging past the, you know, maybe because you're really pretty smart and enlightened. So I was feeling like on the first set you were like saying, you know, the nice things that most people would say about money. But the deeper things that's really running in the subconscious is what we want to filter up so we can clean it up, clear it out, and rewrite the program. So thank you for being honest, because I know this is a very touchy subject. It's not very touchy and vulnerable, number one. Like, you know, sex and money are the two things that we're most uncomfortable with. But yet, if we can be honest with it and go, wow, I saw money as a tool for being saved. Holy God, you know, and now we can change that. Because if we don't change the programming, you will recreate, and all of us listening, whatever's running in our background, will get recreated again and again. You see how that might work?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, cool. So now let's go to the people are. And again, in that example, like your ex-husband, whoever might have taken your house, or if there was anything negative that happened, those people, what was going on there?
Okay. So, well, basically, no one came to save me. It was up to me to make the decision. And basically, I think what I'm getting to is that I had to learn to be responsible for my money.
Yeah. Okay, I got that. But you're not we're not learning where you are now. We're just talking about what happened then.
No, then, the same thing. Then I had to realize no one was coming to help me. I had to.
Okay, good.
Sell
so
my
that's
house.
The
yeah,
I am.
No one was
I am
to help me.
That's the I am part. What about the people? People are not dependable. People are not there for me. People are not going to save me. What?
Maybe that people aren't going to save me.
Oh, good. Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, that's a big awareness. Yeah. So just feel into that for a second. You know, that's not uncommon, Kimberly. A lot of us put ourselves, there's a persona. It's like the damsel in distress. A lot of women, and I'm so glad you're bringing this to the table because, again, remember the borrowed benefits. We're all, like, feeling this with you. We have the damsel in distress. So we put ourselves in positions where somebody has to come and help us out because we associate a little bit love and money together.
Uh-huh.
So someone comes in and helps me, then they must love me.
Gotcha.
So the damsel in distress is a big persona that many of us take on. It's an ego created identity around money. Okay? So that's just what I'm feeling probably a lot of women probably are relating with. So perfect. Okay, good. Anything else about people before we move on?
No, I think that was it.
Okay, and so you started on the I am. I am what?
Screwed?
All right. You're really going there. Fantastic. I am screwed, people. Like, yeah, right?
That's not a very empowering thought. I am an idiot. Yeah, because I didn't think this through. Because you just decide someone's going to come and help you. And then when that doesn't happen, it's like, okay. I am on my own to handle this.
Good. So if that's all true, and I'll just read you this back one again. Money is, there's not enough. It's elusive. It's a tool for me to have people show up for me. People are not going to save me. I am screwed. I'm an idiot. I didn't think this through. So therefore what?
I better make some adjustments.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Good idea.
Better good make idea. Some changes.
And I see in your thought pattern, the more recent one, you did make some adjustments. So there was, I'm seeing that you're one of the rare people that are learning as you're going, which is fantastic. Because sometimes when I do this with people, I'll usually do two or three examples from their life, and they're pretty much running the same pattern. Like, it's just different times. So what's good about what you just shared is that there was some progress made, because your more recent example was more empowering.
Yes.
So that's great. That's the good news. You are learning. Yahoo, that's why we're all here. And so you're starting to take more charge of your destiny and make more conscious choices. And that's the key. So perfect. Now, I don't feel, unless you're feeling like we need to go one step deeper into this, do you feel like we need to do another one, or shall we go into the rewrite process?
No, let's go into the rewrite, because I do get good. I mean, you kind of nailed it on the head with the downloading distress kind of thing. You know, just like, yeah, that was good, because that is exactly my relationship with my mother, was that she was there to provide and pay. That was her job. So, and that's how I live. Yeah.
Perfect.
So that was perfect.
Awesome. Well, if I were to do this with anybody else, if we needed the third, you know, example, we could do that. But I feel like we've gotten what we need for Kimberly. And so what we can do now is go into this upgrading of the mindset. So what we're going to do is we're going to rewrite this. Okay? So
okay.
I'll take notes as we're doing it, and then I'll email you it later, and then you can sit with it and add to it as, you know, as you want to expand upon it. But this is where you get to say, okay, this is the program I'm running. I'm going to choose to upgrade this. Okay? So now
you're giving me clues.
I will. So we're going to start with money is. How do you want to start feeling about money?
That money is there all the time.
Good.
Money is a constant in my life. Money is my key to, you know, abundance. You know, I have enough of it. Money is plentiful in my life. That's what I want. Money is plentiful in my life.
Good. And it's so important as we're doing this to put it in the words that resonate for you, because this is your program. This is how you're creating your destiny. And I might add one, and if it resonates, you can keep it. But the one that I've really found very useful is money is a tool for the light.
Money is a tool. But that needs to be after money is plentiful.
Yeah, and that's fine. But I'm saying it's also for the light, because that means that it's a tool for the light. It, like, more good
correct.
Is done through money. And that really shifted my perception around it. But I like the plentiful thing. We'll make sure we get that at the top.
That's very true.
And so that's perfect. And you can come up with a couple more things that you want to add, but that's really key, because, like, if you keep saying money is plentiful, and you buy into it and you accept that into your new personal operating system, it's going to start showing up differently for you. And this is the power of upgrading the consciousness. So beautiful. Okay. Money is there all the time. It's a constant in my life. It's a key to my abundance, and it's plentiful in my life. So now let's do people.
People are helpful, generous, and willing to help.
Nice. Yes. And I am?
I am a money magnet.
Right.
I am a money attractor, and I attract the people and energies that I need to create more money.
Nice. Yeah. And so if that's all true, people are helpful, generous, and willing to help and all of that, and you're a money magnet, what's the therefore? What's the outcome?
Therefore, I can...
How about I set myself free to succeed?
Okay, I like that. Thank you.
Well, that's perfect.
I'm going to be successful in my business.
Yeah, I'm going to be successful in my business. And so that's the setting ourselves free. Once our mindset is in the empowering mode and in the conscious creation mode, and we've brought from the darkness of our subconscious the stuff that's running in the background to the light, then we start to set ourselves free, and then success and happiness and, you know, that flow that you want for your business and all of us listening, we all want that flow so that we can be the contribution and change that we are in the world and have money be flowing in a way that is plentiful.
Yes.
Woohoo! So how do you feel about that rewrite so far?
Okay. No, it's good. I like it. I'm still stuck on wow, down some distress. It's like, holy smoke. You know, when something just hits you, you're just like, look at who I was. That's horrible. You know, it's like, okay, it is what it is. Now it's time to be something else. I need to rewrite my phrase for me. I'm no longer a damsel in distress. I'm
well, let's do that.
Of success. I'm the damsel of success.
I love it. That's perfect. Yeah, word, and you're such a word person, and that has a much better ring to it. Damsel of success. I love that. Yeah.
Because I'm like, wait a minute, I'm still stuck on that phrasing. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's what I need to rewrite. I'm the damsel of success. Yeah, I like that much better.
So that's the title of your new program, and I'll send this to you so you have it. And so what you can do is sit with it, take it in, expand upon it, you know, review it a lot until you start to let it sink in. And I love that you chose this damsel of success, because another thing that you can do to anchor this in is an image. Maybe there's a goddess image or something that you can look at or hold on to that represents you being that woman. The woman that,
I love it.
You know, successful, and her business is flowing, and she's being the contribution that she was born to be.
Just for that, I'm going to find a picture and post it on Facebook.
Oh, excellent.
I'm going to anchor it in.
Good.
With my name, from Damsel in Distress to Damsel of Success. That's who I've become. I'm putting today's date on it.
Awesome. Thank you again, Kimberly. I'll just finish up the call here in a second, but thank you so much for that vulnerability and for that gift of, you know, how having people see the process and really having that awareness for yourself of who you're being and who you're choosing to be from now on out.
Well, thank you so much for the process. It was tough. I was a tough customer, so you really helped me.
My pleasure. Okay, so everyone, that is, you know, my Upgrade Your Money Mindset process, and I do want to invite anybody who would like to, you know, have me walk them through this, you know, to contact me. I'll probably send an email with a special invitation, but if you really feel that this might help you set yourself free to succeed, then, you know, contact me and we can set that up. So again, I want to thank everyone for being a part of the Abundant Change Agent Academy. This has been, you know, super amazing for me, and I just really hope that everyone will keep in touch. And again, you can still get the upgrades so that you can listen to these again and again at abundantchangeagentacademy.com/upgrade. And until then, everybody, Have a wonderful day until our paths cross again. Remember to shine your light. Bye, everyone.